Chapter 11. Akiak Smells Danger. Maggie heard Akiak barking. She opened her eyes, but it was dark under the boat and impossible to see anything. She came out from under the boat. The snowstorm was finished and the sky was blue again. Maggie's bag was open on the ground and Akiak was near it.
Oh no! I left my bag in the snow,
Maggie said.
That was stupid.
Then she saw that the bag was open. Bits of paper from the food were around it.
Oh no!
Maggie cried.
Animals ate our food. Now what can we do?
She sat down in the snow and started to cry. Akiak came to her and licked her face.
Oh, Akiak, we can't survive here without food,
said Maggie.
I was stupid to come here. Why did I listen to Jennifer?
Suddenly, Akiak held his nose up, smelling the air. Then he began to run.
Akiak, come back!
Maggie shouted.
What is it?
But the dog didn't listen to her, and Maggie started to run after him. She ran and ran, and then she stopped. Akiak was near the sea. Maggie approached him and heard the dog crying. Somebody was in danger, and Akiak knew it. Maggie looked around her. Far away in the distance, there was a small island of ice in the sea. There were figures on the ice.
Look at those people, Akiak,
Maggie said.
What are they doing there? They are in terrible danger.
Akiak continued barking loudly. And then Maggie understood.
It's Father and John and the hunters from our village,
Maggie thought.
They're on that island of ice, but the men are heavy and the ice can break. This is terrible. I must help them. But how?
Then Maggie remembered the old boat.
Can I row to the men?
She thought.
Is it strong enough to bring the hunters back to land?
Maggie ran to the boat and turned it over. It was in very bad condition, but the old oar looked strong. She pushed the heavy boat very slowly and finally got it to the water.
That was hard work,
thought Maggie.
But I did it.
The hunters were impressed too and clapped from the ice.